In approximately 2004, 2005, Sally and I had bought a business from actually one of our corporate clients with the Guthrie Group. And we it was an e-commerce business, and we closed the business down in the United States. It had a few offices. We decided, against Sally's advice to move it to India. We ultimately had offices in Bangalore and Gurgaon, which is a suburb of Delhi. During that period of time, our Indian CEO wound up stealing from us. He got his a relative, a presumed relative of his, to shut us down. It was a police commissioner, I believe. And we were in the midst of negotiating to reopen the office, and we were meeting on a Saturday or Sunday at the office. And while we were waiting there, the 15 or 20 plus hooligans on motorcycles. Now, you got to remember, now these are Indians, and 15 or 20 guys, maybe the biggest one weighed 170 or 80 pounds. And when we went to go in the office, I asked my partner, who was an American, open the door, and he said he forgot the key. And so he feels all guilty. So he's got to go back to our house that we were renting to get the key. And in the meantime, the hooligans are there for a reason, to intimidate us. And I had brought with me for protection, if you will, a cricket bat, which I have in the seminar room to this day. And I went over nearby one of the bikes. Now, the legend has grown. The legend is now I hit one of the bikes with a cricket bat and I broke it in half. These are motorcycles like Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie. That's not exactly what happened. I did hit something and broke it to shit with a cricket bat. And the leader of the group came up to me and said, are you trying to intimidate my men? Which I chuckled at. Of course, there's 15, 20 of them, and it's just me. And I told them that words of the effect, laced with expletives, that the first person that got near me, I was going to split his fucking head and take it off his shoulders and shoot down his neck. As I've said to groups before, even though there's only one of you and five or 10 of them, they're always afraid if they're going to be the first one you hit. And so they ultimately backed off, and my partner got them with a key, and we went up in the office to negotiate some sort of settlement. While up in the office, it was obvious to me that they were just jerking me around. So I swung as hard as I could with a cricket bat, still having the cricket bat, and I broke the table, the conference table. Not in half exactly, but I did break it. And I hadn't really thought of this as being an extreme event, but my life is filled with these kind of events. But if you act as if you have no limits to your abilities, kids, guess what? People back off. Thank you.